We begin the current daf Masechtas Gittin daf Samach Vav. We begin on the bottom of Samachim Beis, three lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the Gemara in a related discussion to the halacha of our Mishnah. Mishnah said that although generally, when the husband wants to create a shliach to give to his wife a get, he has to tell him to write it and to give it. However, the Mishnah said that there are certain exceptions where although he only said to write the get to his wife, he never said to give it, but for example, like in the case of Hayyotze B'Koyler, where he's going out in chains to be executed by the government, although he didn't say give, obviously his intention was to give it, it's just that in a state of confusion, he didn't finish his sentence, but in such a situation, they're going to definitely give it, they can give it before he gets executed, so that his wife gets divorced. Now, in a related discussion, the Gemara says, Geniva, which was the name of this individual, was Yotze B'Koyler Haba. He was going out in chains to be executed. Now, Ki Hava Nafik Amar, when he was being taken out, he said, Havu Arba Meya Zuzi L'Rebbe Avina, give 400 zuz to Rebbe Avina, which is a certain amount of money, mechamra, from the wine that I have, the Nahar Panya, from this place Nahar Panya. So Amr Rebzer said, as we continue on top of Samach Vav and Aleph, he said, Dar Rebbe Avina L'Silte. Let Rebbe Avina carry his basket on his shoulder. Now, the reason why he would carry a basket was so that he could have his food for the journey that he's going to have to travel. So that he can go to his Rebbe, Rav Huna, who actually, based on his Rebbe's interpretations and his teachings, then he could merit this gift that Geneva was giving to him, although he never acquired it. But still, based on his Rebbe's interpretation, he'll then be able to merit it. So in other words, get your provisions and go to your teacher and he'll tell you that what Geneva had given you is an acquisition. Because the Amr Rav Huna, like Rav Huna says, which is brought later on in Ayin Beis Mabeis, he says that Gidoy, the halacha of a Shchivmera, which is a dying person's get when he's giving it to his wife, is Kemat Nasai. It has the same halacha like a Matna Shchivmera, which that's the halacha that we know is established already regarding when a dying person wants to gift something to someone. Which Rav Huna makes the following comparison. He says, Ma mat nasai im amat chayza, just like by the gift of a shchimera, which we said, although he didn't create an actual kinyan, but just by saying it's considered a valid acquisition. But if he actually does not end up dying, he's oimid, then chayza, then actually the gift is retracted, it's not considered a gift. So it says Rav Huna, af gitoy im amat chayza, the same thing applies to halach of a get. If a dying person says, write a get to my wife, and then they actually ends up surviving, then we say that's not going to be a valid get. That's Rav Huna's comparison. So says Rav Zeira, and this is what he's trying to tell Rav Avina, what he could infer from his own, from Rav Avina's Rebbe's halacha's teaching of regarding the comparison between a get and a matana. So he says we could learn the same thing. Now you could go the other way. Uma gitoy avagav d'loy parish, just like the halacha of a get. As we learned in our Mishnah, even though the husband didn't specify, in other words, kivin de amar kisu, as long as he said, write this get for my wife, ava gav de loy amar tenu, even if he didn't say, give it, as we learned in our Mishnah regarding, let's say someone that's being taken out in chains, as was this case with Geneva, or let's say someone that's on his deathbed, he's a mesuk and he's a shchimera. So, af matnasai, so says Reb Zeira, similarly the same thing would apply regarding the gift, as we see there's a comparison between the get and a gift of a dying person, same thing as Kivin de Amatanu, since he said give it, Avagav de Loikonomine, even though he didn't actually create a kinyan, still the halacha is going to be then noisin that you're going to give it. So that's why Reb Zeira was telling Reb Avina, go to your Rebbe Reb Huna, and he'll tell you that the gift that Geneva had given you, even though you didn't acquire it from him, he just said it, still it's going to be valid because we see Reb Huna makes the comparison from get, from matana to get, so he would make from get to matana. Which is, just like baguette, we see in our Mishnah that it's going to be considered, you'll give it, even though he didn't finish off his sentence, so to bar matana, even though he didn't actually make a kinyan, but still you'll give it to that person if this dying person says to do this. Now, Maskevel Rababa. Rababa actually had a question in the entire halacha of Rav Huna, who compares matana to get, and that's where Rav Zeira takes it to the next step and says, okay, just like we learn a get from matana, so too we learn a matana from get, but he says, how can you compare the two of them? Because imma matana, if you find by matana by a gift, which yeshna lacha misa, where, and we're talking about things that dying person is doing, by a gift you can at least give it after the person dies. Af get yeshna lacha misa, do you think a get applies also after the person dies? That's not the case. You can't give a get after a person dies. She's already a widow. You can't divorce her. The husband has to be alive. A dying person could say, give a get, and then you'll give it quickly before he dies. Fine. But how could you compare the two halachas? Maybe what applies to matana does not apply to get. and therefore Rav Huna's comparison would be incorrect regarding his comparison. And then Rav Zeira's Fishol, which is only an extension of that, we wouldn't be able to learn a Matana from Get. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Hashta, is that a question what Rav Abba is asking? Bishle Matana Isa La'achar Misa. Gifting is something that's applicable to be after death, where actually some Girsais have these words in the Gemara, which is like we learned in the first Perek in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that it's if someone says Tnu Mano Lepleni and then Umes, he says give this money to that person and then he dies. The halach is Yitnu Lachar Misa, you can give it after he dies. Ela Get Lachar Misa Mi Ika, but as what the Gemara is basically answering is that can you affect a divorce after a person dies? In other words, it's not a question. In other words, because the moment that he dies, she already has to, the reason why a dying person would want his wife to get a get, she's going to be freed from him anyways when he dies, is that she shouldn't have to deal with Yibum. Because if he's dying without any children, she's going to have to go through the process of Yibum Chalitza. And the moment he dies, she's already Zakuk for Yibum. And therefore, there's no question that there's a difference between the halacha of Matana and Get. There's no difference. It's just that it's not applicable in the case of when regarding the halach of get, because you can't give a get after death. But therefore, it's not a difficulty on Rav Zeira and on Rav Huna, because, yes, the halachas of matan and get are the same. The fact that you found the difference is only because of the circumstances of that you can't give a get, but not that there's something lacking in what the person is commanding regarding a matan or a get. So the Gemara says, you're right, that couldn't have been Rav Abba's question. El Rav Abba, rather, that's not what he asked. Rather, hochi kukashali, this is what he was asking on Rav Zeira. The first version was asking really on the whole halacha, which was on Rav Huna. Now the Gemara has explained that his question was really specifically on Rav Zeira, that he said that Rav Avinu would acquire this gift of Geneva, even though that he had not done any kinyan, any acquisition. Geneva just said, oh, give this to him. That Rav Abba's question was, but matna shchiv mara b'miktzasi. This is a dying person that's giving away a gift of only part of his estate, part of his properties, where, in other words, that but he's leaving over part of his stuff for himself. He didn't give everything away. Now the problem is when a shchimra b'miktzas b'yei kinyan. When a dying person gives away only part of his stuff, where he said give him this amount, but the rest he's leaving for himself. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basa and Kofnan Alpha Mabeis that when the dying person, if he doesn't give away everything and he leaves over some of it for himself, well, then it's obviously that he's not commanding it because that he's dying, because he's obviously concerned about how is he going to provide for himself. So that's essentially, although yes, he's a dying person, but it will have the same qualification as what's called matnas bari, which is a healthy person giving away a gift, because if you're dying, and that's why you're giving it away, you're not saving anything for yourself, because it's not going to help you in the grave. So therefore, the Gemara tells us that if he's not giving away everything, then you need to do a kinyan, which is like when the regular person gives away something, unlike a shchimra, because he's giving away everything. So therefore, the question is, so if it's a matna shchivra b'miktzis, because Geneva only gave away part of it, so then how could Reb Zeira say that it should work for Reb Avinu the gifting if no kinyan was done? It's a matna shchivra b'miktzis. Now, so therefore, the Gemara concludes this with a question. Mechlal, so is this to infer the Rav Huna, that Rav Huna, who, according to the interpretation of Reb Zeira in this story, Sava loy b'yei kinyan, would hold that even a matna shchivra b'miktzis would not need an acquisition? But Vakamo, the Bayi Kinyan, as we said, but the Gemara Bavasa tells it clearly that you need a Kinyan when it's only a partly gifting, even though it's a dying person. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Generally, when you're only giving away part of it, it would be considered that obviously, why is he holding on to the rest? Because he's only giving as like a healthy person gifting, because he's not thinking that he's done. If he was thinking he's done, he would give away everything. But Shani Hacha, by the case over here with Geneva, is different. Dimitzava Machmas Misu. Because he's definitely commanding to give this stuff to Rav Avinu because that he's dying, because he's in chains being taken out to executed by the government, obviously he knows he's not going to survive. So although he didn't give away everything away, because he couldn't think about who to give it to, but even though he's only giving away part of it, it definitely is because of death, and therefore that will fall under the rubric of the halacha of Shchiv Mara, who the Chacham had said that a dying person, when he says something because that he's dying, that it's going to be a possible even without creating a kinyan, and that's why it's a gift to Rav Avinu. So that's obviously not a good question of Rav Abba. So the Gemara says, but Mechlal, the Rav Abba, but the inference is that Rav Abba, who did ask this question, Savar, Mitzava Machmas Misa Bayi Kinyan, it sounds like that he would hold that even if, because it's obvious from the story that Geneva was giving it because that he's dying, and still Rav Abba asked, well, how could that work? It didn't do a Kinyan. What he holds, even if it's Mitzava Machmas Misa, you need to have a Kinyan, but Vakamel under Light Bayi Kinyan. But the halacha is that we know that when it's obvious that it's being done because of that he's dying, like when you give away everything, or even when you're not giving away everything, when you're being taken out to execute it, that you don't need a kinyan. So what's Rav Abba's question on this halacha of Reb Zera? So Ella, so rather the Gemara says, Reb Abba hachiku kashle. Rather, the Gemara concludes what was really bothering Reb Abba was as follows, and that is, what is it that he's acquiring? What was Geniva giving to Reb Avina? As the Gemara explains, Chamra, if let's say Geniva would have said, give him wine with that's worth 400 zuz. But Loikama, that he didn't say. If he would have said that, we would have given him 400 zuz worth of wine. We would have given him wine. Demei Chamra, if let's say he would have said, give him 400 zuz worth of wine, which what that would have been saying would have been to tell his Yerushim, let's say, to sell the wine and give him 400 zuz from that wine. That's the value of wine. Loi kamer, that he didn't either say. You know what he said? Mei chamer kamer, from wine. In other words, he said, as the words were, give him 400 zuz from the wine. Now the question is, do we make money from wine? What does that mean? In other words, Reb Abba's problem was, he didn't tell him anything that makes sense. Because he said, give him the money from the wine. Wine doesn't produce money. Wine is wine. And money is from money. Money is when you sell the wine. So how can you give money from wine? So therefore, that's what Reb Abba held, that he wasn't telling him anything that was to give him a kinyan. He wasn't telling him to get wine. It wasn't telling him to give money. But V'idach, Reb Zera disagreed. He held when Geniva said, mei chamra, give him money from the wine. The reason why he didn't specify, yes, he didn't say either one or the other. He didn't say chamra, not mechamra. He didn't say to give him wine. And he didn't say de mechamra, to give him money. Rather, he said give him money from the wine. That was kedeliapas's koicha. That was actually to make it better for Reb Avina, that he should be able to get that all the wine should be held in responsibility and liability for the payment of his 400 zuz from the wine. Because as Rashi explains, had he said, which was Reb Abba's question, one or the other one, he should have said either give him wine or money, not money from wine. If he would have said give him wine, so then if, let's say, some of the wine, let's say, of the 100 barrels would have soured, so the Yerushim, the inheritors, would have said to Reb Avina, it was yours that soured. Our father said, yes, to give you wine, but it was actually your part of the wine that soured. And if he would have said, give him money from the wine, and they would have sold, let's say, some of the barrels, and they would have lost the money, they would have said to him, it was your money that got lost. That's why he said, give him money, mei chamra, from the wine, which sounds like that both the wine and the money, everything is responsible for Reb Avina. So he said, give him money from the wine. That is, you can't say that it was his wine that got soured, his money that got lost. Everything is responsible. Both the monies that are sold from the wine and the wine are going to be liable for Reb Avina, and he did it to increase the ability of Reb Avina. That's what Reb Zera said, that for sure, Gordi Rebbe Rav Huna, from his halacha, you'll learn from the comparison of get to matana by someone that's going out to die, that even if a kinyan wasn't done, it is considered yours. And the Gemara tells us, Sholchum Mitam, they sent there from Eretz Yisrael, like Reb Zera Mechamra, when he said, from the wine, it's Kedeliyapas as Kaich. It was to give him the benefit of not just the money, but even that all the wine is now held in achrayas and responsibility for this gift that was being given to Reb Avinu. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, is of when the husband authorizes individuals to write a get for his wife. So the Mishnah tells us, Misha haya mushlich labar, if someone was thrown into a pit, deep down you can't see what's on the bottom of the pit. V'amar, and this person who's on the bottom of the pit says, Kol ha-shemeas koyla, whoever hears his voice, and he says who he is, he says which city he's from, yichtav get le'ishto, should write a get for his wife. It doesn't want his wife to be stuck with, you know, without knowing what ended up happening to him. He wants her to be divorced. Harei elu yichtav v'yitnu, says the Mishnah, they write it and they give it. Now, the questions the Gemara asks is, v'lechu shemeshedu, we should be concerned that maybe he's a demon. How do we know that this person is who he claims that he is? So I'm Rabbi Huda, kishero le'dumus adam, we don't have to be concerned that it's a demon who's not his like part human, part angel. It's because they see the figure of a person, so they know it's a person. So the Gemara asks, inunami idmu idmu. Sometimes they also take on the appearance of a human. So the Gemara answers, the chazule bavua. They see his shadow. Now the Gemara says, inunami yeslo bavu. But shadim, demons also have a shadow. So the Gemara says, the chazule bavua devaya. You see the shadow of the shadow. There are certain times when the person has a longer shadow and a shorter shadow. They see the shadow of the shadow. Now the Gemara asks, "B'dima inu nami islahu?" Maybe they also have a shadow of a shadow. So Rabbi Chanina, he says, "Lamdeni yenisim b'ni." My son Yenisim taught me that bevuah islahu, that shadim have a shadow, bevuah de bevuah leslahu. But demons do not have a shadow of a shadow, and therefore that's the case of the Mishnah where we know it's not a demon because we see that he has a shadow of a shadow. Okay, so we established that he's definitely a human, not a shade. But the Gemara asks, "B'dima tzarihi?" Now, there's no reason to assume that another person would try to make believe he's that person and say, but maybe it's actually the co-wife of this woman that this person's claiming to want to divorce. In other words, this woman is stuck in the pit. Now, she's going down, but she wants to ruin it for her co-wife, where her husband was married to another woman, and he wants her to get married with, quote, this get that she's claiming that she's her husband, and then she'll then be forbidden to her husband. It turns out that it actually wasn't her husband. Her husband was alive and well. It was actually just her that was stuck in this pit. So how do we know to believe that it's a husband? Maybe it's really a co-wife that wants to create problems for the other wife that she's claiming to have divorced. So Tanna Rabbi Shmuel was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, Bishas Hasakana, meaning at a time of danger, like in this situation, where whoever's on the bottom of the pit is in danger of dying, and therefore we're at a certain situation right now that if we don't take heed their call to write a get for the wife, that there might never come such an opportunity, and the wife is going to be stuck. Kaisen v'naisen, so then we write and we give the get, Ava Pisha Imakirin, even though we don't recognize to know for a fact that if it's this person who's claiming who they are, still we believe that person, and we're authorized to write a get and give it to that woman, and we don't have to suspect that maybe it is really a co-wife that just wants to create problems for their other co-wife. Now the Gemara continues the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnahs, when the husband is authorizing a shliach to write a get for his wife. So the Mishnah tells us, Habari sha'amar kisv get l'ishli. And this is in contrast to the previous Mishnah on the previous daf, which, although we said regarding a shchimra, a doing person that says, write a get for my wife, they'll write it and they'll even give it, but a healthy person that says, write a get for my wife, then the halacha is actually ratzel l'sachik, but he just wants to play with her. In other words, he didn't say, write and give, he just says, write it. He wants to intimidate her. I have a get that I wrote up for you. But the fact that he didn't say give is therefore we're not authorized to give it. It's only by Shchimra where he, in his state of confusion, he didn't say to Now the Mishnah tells us Maisu Babari Echad Sha'ama. There was actually such an incident where a healthy individual said Kisru Get Lish. He said write a get to my wife. I didn't say give it. V'Olal Reish Agag V'Nafal Ames. He went up to the top of a roof. He fell and he died. So Amar Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamliel, he said, Im me'atz me'nafal, if he fell from himself, in other words, he threw himself from the roof, he committed suicide, hareze get. So actually then, it is going to be considered a valid get, what he had said previously, to write a get to my wife, because actually his intention was to do this originally. In other words, that he wants his wife to be divorced. Why? Because the end proves the beginning. Because he was obviously in a state of confusion, like we had in the previous Mishnah of the previous daf, where someone that's going out on a dangerous journey or he's on his deathbed, where he didn't say give because he wasn't in that clear cognitive state. Here also, where obviously this person was going to commit suicide as he did a few minutes later. So though when he said give this get to my wife, to write this get for my wife, that you actually, if they wrote it and they gave it before he died, it is valid because even though he didn't say give, it was only because in the state of confusion because he was going to do something dangerous. Now, however, in Maruch the Chassid, but if the wind blew him off, he was in the middle of fixing something on the roof and he got blown off, then ain't a get. Then it's not going to be a get, as we said, because a healthy person, he's just playing around with her. Now, if just a matter of circumstances, a destiny had it that he's going to die a few minutes later, that doesn't prove anything, and therefore, even if they gave it beforehand, it's not going to be a valid get. Now, the Gemara asks, Maisa Lister, which is a question that's always a question that's asked, where you don't say a halacha and then seemingly bring a story that actually contradicts what you just said. Because the beginning of the Mishnah opens up that if a healthy person says, write a get to my wife, and doesn't say give, then it's not going to be a get. It's like he didn't say anything. But then the Mishnah then gives a difference from the story and says, well, it depends. If he fell by himself, oh, then it is going to be a get. If the wind pushed him, then it's not going to be a get. Why would you bring a story that then contradicts the general halacha that was started off with? So the Gemara says, you're a hachasur mechzer b'hachiktani. There are words missing in the Mishnah, and this is how it's supposed to say. That you're right. Generally, if a healthy person says, write a get, he's just playing, because why isn't he saying, give it? But if the end proves regarding the beginning, then how is it get? Then if we could infer from later on that he actually was in a state of confusion, but we just didn't know about it, even though he was healthy, then it turns out that it was a get, because again, it was just his confusion that he didn't say give it. And that's what the Mishnah then continues and says, and that actually there was such a story, where a healthy person says, write a get for my wife. And he went up to the top of the roof and he fell and he died. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said, regarding this story, that it depends. If the guy threw himself from the roof, then it's a get. Because obviously he wanted it to be given. It's just in his confusion he didn't say to give it. In a get. But if the wind blew him, then it's not going to be a get. Now the Gemara continues with the following story, continuing on these halachas. Hahu gavra de alabe kanishta. There was a certain individual, a man, that went into the shul. Ashkach makri yenuka ubrei diyasvi. So he saw a school teacher and his son that was sitting together. The Yasef in the shachrina gabayim. There was another man that was sitting with them. So there were three individuals, a father and a son, and another person. Amlahu, so this man said to these people, Beitre minaychu, I want the two of you, there's three people, I want two of you, nichtuvu gitula de besu, to write a get for my wife. L'saif shachiv makri yanuka. At the end, before they ended up writing the get, the school teacher died. So the question was as follows. Mimashvu inshi bra shlicha b'makam abba. Does a person intend to make a son an agent where the father is there? In other words, he's not particular which one of these three people is going to be his agent to write the get, and therefore, even originally, he intended that the son could also be a shliach to be authorized to write this get, and therefore, now that the father died, so the son, with this other person, could go ahead and write the get, which as Rashi points out, that obviously we're talking about that the husband went overseas, or else we would just have him authorized again. But he's already overseas, and he had authorized for these people to write the get. Now the question is, does a person authorize a son even though the father was there? Or maybe not. I mean, it's not respectful. It's not something that a person naturally does with the father. Rather, he meant only the father and this other person, but now the father's dead. So actually, it's machlikas. Rav Nachman Amay says, Loi mashvi inshi brosh licha b'makam abba. A person does not make a son an agent where the father is over there. And therefore, his original intention when he said two of you was for the father and that other person, now that the father died. Now there's no mashlikas. They can't go ahead and write the get. But Rav Papa Amay, he disagrees. He'll mashvi inshi brosh licha b'makam abba. A person would make an agent a son even though the father is there too. And Amar Rabba says, that's the halacha. That mashri inshi brosh shlicha makam abba, a person would make a son a shlich even though the father's there. So therefore, he actually meant any one of the three if there's going to be two of them. So now that the father died, it doesn't make a difference. Now that son and that other person are authorized to write and sign and give the get to that wife. Now the Gemara continues with the next mission, again continuing on the same halachas regarding when a husband authorizes a shliach, people, individuals, to write a get for his wife. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. Amar l'shnayim. If a man said to two people, "Tnu get le'ishti," give a get to my wife. Now, what the Mishnah is saying is that even though he didn't say kisvu v'tnu, write and give, the understanding is that if you're saying to give a get to the wife, but he's not giving you, he didn't tell you to write it, obviously you can't give a get unless you write. So the halacha is that they actually will have it written and they'll sign themselves and then they'll give the get. Now, what's important over here is, as we'll see in the halacha of the Mishnah, is that so, yes, they could write in and give it, but they themselves have to sign and then give it. They can't tell, these two people can't go ahead and authorize and tell two other witnesses to sign in the get, because he didn't make these two people into a court, as if I'm giving the responsibility to you and then you delegate to other people. Rather, he made them into witnesses, and that's because he's only talking to two people. Two people are not a court. Now, the Gemara will explain regarding the actual writing of the text of the get itself, if that at least they could tell a scribe to write, or no, actually they themselves have to write the get themselves. So the signing, for sure, they themselves have to sign. And of course, the giving they give, because he said to get le'ishti, but that includes obviously the signing. And they can't authorize, they can't delegate other people to do it, because two people are not a court, so he's telling them themselves to write it and to give it. And the Gemara will discuss regarding the writing of the text itself, do they even have to do that too? Or could they at least have a scribe do the writing of the text itself? Now, as we continue the Mishnah on Amud Beis, so that's regarding with two people, where he said, even if he says, Tenu get l'ishti. Now, Oy l'shleisho, if let's say he tells three people, But he tells them, kisvu get utnu l'ishti. He tells them specifically, write this get and give it to my wife. So those three people are fit to be a bezin, to be a court, where they generally could delegate to other people. But since he told them explicitly, kisuvu, that you should write it, so he wasn't making them into a court. Rather, he was making these three people into witnesses, meaning the ones who have to sign on the get itself. That's why he told them, kisvu, that you have to write it, which the writing, at least in part, is that they should write their own handwriting, meaning to be the signatures in the get. So therefore, the Mishnah says, regarding these two halachas, they have to write it and they have to give it. They can't have other people to write, meaning to sign their signatures in the get itself. But if he tells three people, give this get to my wife, and he didn't tell them, kisvu, so then then these three people could tell other people to write, meaning he could tell these other witnesses to write and to sign and to give it to the woman, because he has made them into a court. Because three people, you tell them, give the get to my wife, but there's nothing written, but you're three people. He's telling them that you're a court, whereas when he says that you should write it, he's specifically saying you should write it and not other people. So you're going to be the witnesses. But when he says tenut to three people, then they're like a court, and then they could delegate to other people, to two witnesses, to write it and then to give it to the woman. That's divrei meir. Similarly, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Bezu halacha hel Reb Chanina ish oini mebeis asurin." This same halacha was Reb Chanina, man of Oinoi, had brought this halacha from jail, meaning in the name of Reb Akiva, who at one point he was imprisoned in jail, and he said over from Reb Akiva this same halacha, that mekubal ani, I have a tradition. When the husband tells three people to nu get leishti, give a get to my wife, that they could tell other people to write the get, because he made them into a court, and therefore then they could go ahead like courts do and delegate. Now, however, that's halacha of Reb Meir and Reb Chanina ish Einer from the name of Rebbe Kiva. But Reb Yosi said, numenu l'shliach, we tell the agent, meaning he's actually referencing to Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina, who was a shliach for this halacha from Rebbe Kiva in jail to say it over in the Beis Medrash, we tell that agent, af anu mekubal. But we also have a tradition that actually contradicts your halacha. Even if the husband said to the great court in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, to nuget le'ishti, give a get to my wife, the same terminology that you're using, and we're not just talking about just any three people, we're talking about to the great court in Yerushalayim, where that's for sure court, if they don't know how to write, she'yilmadu, that they better learn how to write until they learn how to write themselves, because v'yichtevu v'yitnu. Because they have to write and they have to give it. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the halacha of Reb Meir. He holds that actually, even if you tell any court, even the great courts, to give a gift, to give a get, he didn't even say to write it, they cannot delegate to other people. They themselves have to write it and to give it, not like the halacha of Reb Meir. Now the Mishnah concludes with a related halacha, when Amar la'asara. So up until then we're talking about, let's say, two people or three people. Let's say he tells to 10 people, kisvu v'tnu get le'ishti, write and give a get to my wife. So obviously they can't delegate because he said kisvu, but the halacha is, what, all 10 people are going to be writing the get? So the Mishnah says, no, echad kesev v'shnayim chesmu. When he tells to 10 people, he says, in the plural, he doesn't say all of you 10, but when he's talking to 10 people, he walks in the room, there's 10 people there, he says, I want you to write and give it. So echad kesev v'shnayim chesmu, one person writes it, and two people sign, because the plural is only the minimum of two. But kulchem kisayvu, let's say he says, I want all of you to write the get for my wife, then echad kaisav, then only one of them has to write the actual text, but for kulam chaisman, all of them have to sign. Now lafikach, therefore, emes echman, if one of the witnesses, if one of these 10 people die before they do it, hareza get batl, it's invalid get, because he said all of you, and therefore all of them have to sign, and if one of them doesn't, it's not going to be a valid get, which he made contingent on all of them signing. Now the Gemara brings the following halacha from Amiram, which will then reflect regarding the interpretation of the halacha of our Mishnah, which we alluded to in our interpretation. Amar Yirmiyah Ba'aba, he said, Sholchu lei mibei Rav l'Shmuel, they had sent from the yeshiva of Rav to Shmuel, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, let our teacher teach us the following halacha. What, let's say if Amar l'Shnayim, if a husband says to two people, Kisu v'tnu get l'ishti, I want you to write and give this get to my wife. And the case continues, v'amru l'seif v'kasav. Then these two people tell to a scribe to write up the text of the get, V'chas muhein, but they themselves sign on their get. Mahu, what's the halacha? Which essentially the question is, as the Gemara later on will reflect this question, this that the Mishnah said, that when the husband tells two people that they have to write the get and give it, that it means they themselves have to write it. What does it mean they themselves have to write it? What do they have to write? Do they have to write their own signatures, meaning that they themselves should sign, and therefore here they signed, and therefore it's going to be a valid get? Or when he tells them that they have to write, then it actually means they have to write the text of the get itself, and therefore it's not going to be valid because here they had the scribe write the text of the get. So what does it mean when it says, when you tell, let's say, even two people tnu, or three people kisvu tnu, that they have to write? What does it mean they have to write? Do they have to write their own signatures, meaning you're the edim and not like a court? Or do you have to actually write the text of the get and not just their own signatures? So shalach lehu, so Shmuel responded to their query. He said, look, if a woman got married through such a get, teitze, because of the doubt, she has to be removed from that marriage. Because, yes, we're actually not sure if such a get would be kosher or not. But v'adavet tzarech talmud. This halacha still needs to be learned. It's not so clear to us. And we have to learn from the great ones that if it's going to be kosher or not, we don't know really what's the halacha in such a situation regarding this case where he told them to write it and to give it. Does the writing mean that they have to write? Does it mean their own signatures, which they did? Or does it mean even writing the text of the get, which they didn't, and therefore it's not a valid get? So the Gemara wonders, my hadavet tzarech talmud. What does it mean when Shmuel said that this thing still needs to be analyzed? What was Shmuel in doubt regarding this halacha? As the Gemara explains, Ilema mishum dehavaluhu mili, if it's because that this is something that's in regards to words. Because what did the husband give to these two people that then they went and gave that over to other people? It was really words. He said words, he verbalized his intentions. He says, I want you to write and give a get to my wife. So he so to speak, gave that to these two people, or three people. And the question is, when they have the obligation to write, could they then give that over to other people? And maybe what he's in doubt about is, can words be given over to a shliach? And then it would be kosher, because these words which he said to the shliach, can they give it over to other shluchim, to other people, to then they go ahead and write and give it to the woman? Or maybe you can't give over words to another shliach, and therefore it's going to be invalid. Because again, here all the husband gave them was words. Now they can't now go ahead and give over those words to a scribe. Now, as Rashi points out, this is not similar as we had early in this Masechta, where when the husband makes the shliach to give a get, he gives him the get. There, yes, the person can then go ahead and make another shliach to give the get, because that's a concrete substantive object, which that you can give over. But words, you can't give over words. Only the husband can make a shliach with words. But for the shliach to make another shliach, that was maybe Shmuel was in doubt. Can they go ahead and have a scribe write the get? Meaning, although he said you should write, but question is, could they then delegate that to a scribe? Maybe he was in doubt. Could they then have the scribe do it? But you can't, because I told you to write. Now, yes, fine, you're telling someone else to write, but you can't give over words. Now, the Gemara says, that can't be what he was in doubt about. Because V'amar Shmuel, Amar Rebbe, Halacha K'Rebbe Yisi, Shmuel says that, what's the Halacha? He said over the name of Rebbe, that Halacha is like Rebbe Yisi of our Mishnah. The Amar that he says, Mili Loi Mimsun L'Shliach, that words cannot be given over to Shliach, because that was actually the Machlokes in our Mishnah. Rebbe Yisi disagreed with Rebbe Meir, and he says, even by the Bezen HaGadol, that they themselves have to write it. Why do they have to write it? When you tell courts are always delegating. Well, obviously, because, as Shmuel said, because words are loy mimsun l'shliach. You can't, even though, yes, I'm making you the shliach, the courts, you can't give over my words I'm giving you to other people to write. Therefore, you better learn yourselves how to write and sign, because you got to write up the whole thing yourself. So again, what was Shmuel's question? Obviously, it's not going to be valid, because the scribe can't write it unless the husband told him. If he told two people and they tell a scribe, that's not going to be valid. So Ella, rather l'shmul hakami b'ali. Rather, Gemara says what Shmuel was in doubt, what his question was haikisayvu. This write that he told him, he says, I want you to write. He wasn't sure, and this is how we had explained in the Mishnah what's going to be the interpretation. Iksav yadon. What does it mean that you should write? Did it mean your signatures, and they did sign, and therefore that's going to be valid? or iksav haget. Or maybe when he says, I want you to write, it meant that you should write the text of the get. And that they didn't, because that a scribe wrote. I wanted you, not someone else, because I told you to write, let's say by three people. Or even by Tnu, it's saying that he wants them to write too. So therefore, that was Shmuel's question. I don't know, what does it mean that he wanted them to write it? Does it mean writing their signatures, that they should be the witnesses, which they were? Or does it mean the writing of the text? Now, so fine, now we understand what Shmuel's doubt was. But the Gemara asked, but for Tifshlim and Masnitin, but you could resolve that question from our Mishnah. Why was Shmuel in doubt? He should have resolved it from the Halach of our Mishnah. Why? Because our Mishnah seemingly answers it. Our Mishnah says, Amr l'shnayim tznu get l'ishti. If a man tells to two people, give a get to my wife. Let's say he says to three people, kisvu get v'tznu l'ishti. He tells them, I want you to write the get and give it to my wife. Where we said that in both these cases, by two, because they can't be a bezin, even though he said only tznu, or by three, which even though there could be a bezin, but he said to write it and to give it. So ha-re'elu yichtiv v'yitnu. The halach is they have to write and give it. So you see clearly that they have to write it, not just sign it. So you see that when two people, or when you're telling three people that to write it, it means they have to actually write the text to the get. So what was Shmuel's doubt? So the Gemara says, no, and this is how we had explained it actually originally. He gufu kami baile. No, this is what Shmuel's question was. Kisayvu, when the Mishnah says that they have to write it, what did he mean that they have to write it? Ksav yadanhu? Did it mean that they have to write their own handwriting, meaning their signatures? In other words, they have to sign it themselves, which in this case that they asked from the yeshiva of Rav Tishmol, they did, like Sav Getu. Or did it mean, no, they have to write the whole text of the get, which they didn't do because they had a scribe do, and therefore it would be invalid. So if you can't resolve from the Mishnah, because actually that is the basis of Shmuel's question, in how do you learn up, what's the fundamental halacha of Kisvu in our Mishnah? Is that writing of their signatures or the writing of the get? But the Gemara continues to ask, Pshita diksav getu. It's pretty obvious that the Mishnah means that you have to write the text of the get itself and not just their own signatures. Because the Diktani Sefer, we learn in the end of the Mishnah as follows. That Amr Biyisi disagreed with her mayor and he said, Numenu l'shliach, we tell the shliach, meaning this Reb Chanina, who was saying over this tradition from Reb Akiva, that af anu mikubal. But we also have a tradition that contradicts your halacha. Shafila amla bezna gado shebi Yerushalayim, that even if someone tells to the great court in Jerusalem, and he only says, Tnu get le'ishti, even if he doesn't say kisvu, he says, only give the get to my wife, that she yalamdu v'yichtiv v'yitnu lo, that they should learn, and they should write, and they should give it to her. Now, says the Gemara, I'amet b'shleim iksav ha-getu. This that we're discussing in the Mishnah, do you have to, can you delegate, or do you have to write it? So we weren't sure, and that's how we explained Shmuel's question, what does writing mean? Does it mean they themselves have to sign, or does it even mean they have to write the text to the get? So says the Gemara, if you say that when the Mishnah is talking about discussing the writing they have to do, which again in that case of Tanu, Rabbi Yisi says they do have to write, and Rabbi says you don't have to write, if it means writing the text of the get, well, shaper, now that would make sense what Rabbi Yisi is being mechadish, what he's creating a novelty, that he's saying that, you know what, even if the court doesn't know how to write, again, what does writing mean? Writing the text of the get, they have to learn how to write the text of the get. That would make sense if you're saying that writing means they even have to write a text to the get, which meaning in the case of what they asked from Yeshiva Rav Tishmul, would mean that would be invalid because they didn't write it, they had a scribe write it. Now, but how can you be in doubt what does it mean? Because Eli Amr Ksav Yadinu, but if you would think that this discussion that we're having in the Mishnah regarding writing means their own signatures, Mika Beidina Dolayadi Mechtim Chasimis Yadai, what do you think, there's a court, the great court in Jerusalem, they don't know how to sign their name? What would Rabbi Yisi be saying? Obviously, the halacha that we're discussing of writing, it means to write the text to the get itself. And that's what Rabbi Yisi is saying, that they got to learn how to write the text. But they're signing their signatures, of course the courts, all they do all day is signing their name. That's what the scribes, the judges are doing. So obviously, what's Shmuel's question? Obviously, regarding the writing, means writing the text itself. Moshe says, no, in, yes. There could be, ikka beidina chadita. You could have a new court today that just, new inductees that just came to the high court that they didn't yet learn how to sign their name. You're right, the courts generally, they know how to sign their names, but therefore it's not a proof from our Mishnah. Because could be ksuba that they have to write, means to write their name. And yes, you could have new members of the Bez Nagadol that don't know how to sign their name yet. But the Gemara still asks, now, v'isvirlo on the high kesuvu, if you're going to entertain that this halacha that when he's telling them to write, it means ksav yadanhu, it means just to write their name, meaning to sign their name, but they don't have to sign that, they don't have to write the text itself. In other words, haksav haget. But regarding the writing of the text, the get of itself, if they tell a scribe to write and he writes, that kosher? You're telling me that maybe it's going to be kosher? And that's why Shmuel didn't answer the question of the yeshiva of Rav, and he said that, yes, out of doubt, she can't stay married, but I can't tell you for sure. But the Amar Shmuel, Amar Rebbe, but as we mentioned this before, Shmuel says in the name of Rebbe, Halacha K'Rebbe Yisi, Halacha is like Rebbe Yisi of our Mishnah. Now, moreover, since Shmuel explains that what's the reason of Rebbe Yisi's Halacha? Because the Amar Mili Lamimstern L'Shliach, he says that words cannot be given over to an agent. So the question is, how does Shmuel entertain in his case to say that it's going to be kosher, but it's words? What's the tzad? What's the option to say that it's going to be a kosher get? Whatever it is that you're telling him kisvu. Okay, so he's saying maybe kisvu means just the signatures. So you want to entertain that maybe the scribe could write it, because it doesn't mean ksava get. But who's telling the scribe to write? Not the husband. The agents are telling him. These two people that he told him to sign, they're telling him to write. But mili are loy mimsun l'shliach. Words cannot be given over. Who gave them the authority to tell the cipher? The husband told them. Now, you can't give over that authority to someone else because words cannot be given over. So what was Shmuel entertaining to say that it's going to be kosher? So Amri, they said that no. Because isvirlan, because if we would hold and we would resolve the chsayvu, that this that he said to them, that they should write is only ksav yadin, who means to write their own handwriting, meaning just to sign their names. So then you could say that ksav haget, but the writing of the get, in other words, we're talking about inferential here, that from the fact that it was not particular to them that they should write, because again, we're interpreting when he tells them, I want you to write, it means you should sign. So he's only telling them to sign. What's with the writing of the text itself? Oh, it's nasa ka'oimer amru. It's like, and we're going to use the terminology of oimer amru, it's like the husband said, amru, that you should tell to a scribe and he should write. Because right now the Gemara entertains that Rabbi Yisi agrees that when the husband says to tell, that then that those words could be given over to a shlich. In other words, when he's telling them to do something, that you write. Rabbi Yisi says, no, you got to do it. He's telling you to write, you got to sign your name. Even if it's a court, even if it's a great court. But when he doesn't tell them to do that, when he says kisvu, if we're entertaining, because that's what Shmuel was in doubt with, that it means just the signing of your names, but the text he didn't tell you, that's obviously he's telling you that as if I have no problem if someone else does it. So that's like telling someone to tell someone else, where, yes, generally, when he tells you to do something, those words cannot be given over to someone else. Whereas when you give an object, that could be given over to someone else. But when he tells you explicitly to tell someone else, that, of course, you could do. And therefore, there's no difficulty regarding this halacha, why he was entertaining, although he holds like Rabbi Yisi, that words are not given over to a shliach, but that's only when you just told it to that person. But when you told that person to tell someone else, then Rabbi Yisi would agree that those type of words are given over, that you could then hand it over to someone else, and therefore that was the doubt of the halacha of Shmuel. Now, however, the Gemara asks on this, and the Rishonim explained that although Shmuel actually disagrees with this interpretation, but on some level he agrees, and that's the question that we're asking on, Umi Moed Rabbi Yisi Ba'ayma Amru. The question is that the way we resolved Shmuel's doubt, although he holds like Rabbi Yisi, is because Rabbi Yisi agrees by Ayma Amru. So though you can't give over words, but you could give over when he tells you to tell over to other people. So therefore, in this case, where he tells you to write, and if writing means just the handwriting, so therefore it's like he's telling you regarding the writing of the text, that you could give over, maybe that's why the scribe, in this case that they asked him Shema of Rav, would be okay. Or his doubt was no, maybe Kisvu means that you should write the text itself. Now the question is, does Rabbi Yisi agree that to this halacha that you're claiming that when he tells you to tell, that then it would be valid? But we learned the Mishnah later on, Peizayim Abayz, where through the Gemara's discussion, the Gemara will conclude that you see, Rabbi Yisi holds that even to tell someone else to tell wouldn't work. Then that would take us back to the original question. Then if Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yisi, then how could he have a doubt in this case that they asked him, Yeshiva of Rab, that's going to be kosher? Either way, it's not going to be valid because the scribe can never write if the husband didn't tell him. No matter if the husband told these two people to write the whole text, to just sign their names, it doesn't make a difference who told them to tell the scribe. It has to come straight from the husband. Now, the proof of it is as follows. Mishnah tells us, Kisav Seifer, regarding the writing of the scribe, when he writes the text of the get itself, the aid, and when you have another witness signed on the get, the Mishnah later on tells us it's kosher. I mean, although you have to have usually two witnesses signed on the get, the Mishnah tells us that if you have just the handwriting of the scribe, so you know there's one person that was involved, that's essentially authenticating that this is a kosher get, and you have a different person who signed his name in it, so you have only one witness, so that's like two people that's going to be kosher. However, v'amr b'yirmir, Rabbi Yirmiyah said an explanation that although the words in the Mishnah are kisav sefer, the writing of the scribe, actually chasam sefer shaninu. We actually learned it was the signing of the scribe. In other words, if besides that one other witness, the scribe himself signs, that's what the Mishnah was telling us is going to be kosher. You can't just have him writing. One witness signed, and he also signed, that's going to be what the Mishnah says kosher. Now, on that, v'amr Rav Chizza said that masnit, that Mishnah, that says the get's going to be kosher with not just one witness, but also with the other witness being the signing of the scribe himself. Mani, who's that Mishnah going like? It's Rabbi Yossi, it's going like Rabbi Yossi. Why? The Amar Mili Le Mimsun L'Shlech. Because Rabbi Yossi, as we are proving from our Mishnah, he holds words are not given over to an agent. So therefore, that Mishnah has to be going like Rabbi Yossi. Why? The reason why that Mishnah has to be going like Rabbi Yossi is because, therefore, since a person doesn't sign on a get unless he heard from the husband himself, as we said, you can't give over words from one person to another person. Words have to be straight from the husband. Now, therefore, since an agent is never allowed to tell witnesses to sign on that get because you have to hear it directly from the husband, therefore there's no concern in this situation that maybe the husband didn't tell the scribe to sign. In other words, there is a concern that could be over here in this Mishnah, which is obviously being avoided because the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. What's the concern? Maybe the husband told to agents, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell that scribe to write the text of the get itself, and I want those two people to sign. Now the problem is, when the agent comes, he's embarrassed to tell the scribe that the husband didn't want to make him one of the witnesses. What? He doesn't hold on. I'm trustworthy. I'm not a kosher witness. What's going on over here? Now, because of that concern, what might end up happening is that the shlich is so embarrassed that he tells the scribe, oh yeah, he wanted you to write it and to sign, and one other person to sign. Now, that could be a problem. As the Gemara will follow through, from here we could infer that even by Omer Amru, when the husband tells to a shlich to tell someone else to do something, still even there Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that's not going to be valid. In other words, when words are not given over, even when he explicitly tells to give it over, it's not going to go through. Why? Because as follows, the Gemara explains. V'isa g'daitech meid Rabbi Yossi b'oimer amru, if you would entertain, like the Gemara was trying to answer before v'shmul, that although Rabbi Yossi holds that you can't give over words, but he agrees when he tells to give over the words that then it's going to be kosher, then we're really back to the question, how could that Mishnah, which we're saying seemingly is going like Rabbi Yossi, because according to those who hold that you could give over words, then you're really going to run into a problem, how would Rabbi Yossi say that it's going to be kosher with the signing of the scribe in the get? Why? What's the problem? Nafik mnei churva. It could cause a destruction in halachic terms. Why? The zimnan de amalu l'shtaims. What could happen is as follows. That a husband tells to two people, as we continue on top of Samach Zayin Min Alf, imru l'seifa v'yichtav. Do me a favor. I'm busy. I want to divorce my wife. Tell that scribe to write. U'l'pleinu u'pleini v'yichtamu. And get those two other people and have them sign on the get. Now, the problem is, as we just were mentioning before, umishum kisufa de sefer chayshi. But the problem is, those two people, they're embarrassed to tell the scribe, he's an important figure, and they're embarrassed to tell him that he didn't want you to be the witness, he just wants you to write it. You know, signing a witness is definitely a validation of a person's stature in halacha. So what might end up happening is, umechti michad mahanech sahadi, v'sefer b'hadayu, they might only end up telling one of those two people to sign, and they'll tell the scribe, oh, he wanted you to be the other witness. Now, u'balei amahach, and the husband didn't say that, which obviously would invalidate the get, because it has to be based on his terms of writing the get. Now, so therefore proves the Gemara that obviously Rabbi Yossi holds that you never could give over words. You don't, in other words, lo yamrinan amru. You don't, even when he tells to say over to other people, you can't sign without the husband telling you straight. And that's why, in this case, there's no such a concern. In other words, when you have a witness that signed together with a scribe, if you can never sign without a husband telling you, so what's the concern? If the scribe is signing, obviously it's because the husband told him. No one signs without a husband. We're going like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, you can never give over words, even when it's Omer Amru. So then it would make sense. So, yeah, you have two kosher witnesses. In other words, you have the one witness, you have the scribe. Good, two witnesses. Scribe could write and sign too. But if you hold Rabbi Yossi agrees in Omer Amru, that when he tells you, however, that someone else should sign or do whatever it is, then you could do it, then you're really running into the concern that how do we understand that Mishnah? The only way we understood it was because we were interpreting that, okay, it's not just that he wrote, he also signed. Moreover, it's going like Rabbi Yossi that holds that mili lemimsun l'shliach, which, okay, we're not going to be concerned that maybe someone else was really supposed to do it, because no one could continue, it has to be straight from the husband. But that has to consider also Oymu Amru, because if, let's say, the husband could tell a shliach to tell someone else to do something, then maybe in that situation, they'll tell the scribe that the husband had said that you should sign, which if you're saying Rabbi Yossi holds that that's kosher, he'll say, oh, okay, I know Amr works. You could tell me if the husband wanted that explicitly. He said that you should tell me that I should do it, so I'll sign. But really the husband didn't say that. And they're only saying that because they're embarrassed to tell him that he didn't make him into an aide. So the only way that Mishnah would work is if Rabbi Yossi would hold you can never give over words, even when he says to say over. And that refutes what we had answered for Shmuel. So what's his doubt in this case? Even when he tells them to just sign your names and didn't tell them that they should write it, still they can't go ahead and give it over to the shliach, because that's mili lemim shon shliach, even in the case of I'm Amr. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a question on Shmuel. Because kiven de amamar, since the master says, which is a reference to Rav, which the Gemara on this Amud later on, which we'll learn in the next daf, regarding this case, when it's a case of Oymer Amru, which is when he says to them, tell the scribe to write it, and tell those people to sign, that Rav says that you write. In such a case, kosher, the get's going to be kosher, because Oymer Amru works, but v'loy sasekein b'Yisrael, but the halacha is that it shouldn't be done in the Jewish people, you shouldn't do this, so loy shchiach. So therefore, since the rabbis had said it shouldn't be done, so it's not common. Now, the halacha always is that milsa loy shchicha, something that's not common, loy gaza barabban, and the rabbis did not make a decree regarding such a case, and therefore, you're right, although there really is a valid concern, because you're right, Omer Amru really works according to Rabbi Yossi. But since halacha is that it shouldn't be done, so people really don't usually do it, and since it's not common, therefore they didn't make a decree, and therefore that's why they're not concerned in the case of that maybe that's going to happen, that the husband is going to tell him to tell other people to write it, because when we're seeing a scribe that signed another person, maybe that's what the case was. Maybe the husband said you should sign it, meaning have those two people sign and not the scribe, but we might run into the problem that really they're going to tell him to the scribe to sign. But, and we see a scribe assigned it. Maybe that's what happened because they were embarrassed. And then we say no, because we don't have no reason to assume that it was a situation when the scribe heard from a second party, because usually people don't do Omer Amru because the rabbi said it shouldn't be done. And therefore, even if it did, we don't have to be concerned for that. And therefore, we weren't geizer in such a situation when we find the scribe signed with another person to think that maybe that's what happened. But the Gemara asks, fine. Okay, that case of Omer Amru, we're not concerned for. But v'leichesh dilma amalahu lebeit trei, but you do have to be concerned for the following situation. When he tells two people, imru l'seifa v'yichtiv, tell to the scribe, the husband tells two people, tell the scribe that he should write it, v'atem chasumu, and you should sign, where actually the Gemara later on this Amid, which we'll learn in the next daf, says that not only is such a get kosher, you could even initially go ahead and do such a thing. Now, then you run into the problem that if you hold that it's going to be kosher, as the Rabbi Yossi says in that Mishnah later on, that it's kosher with one aide and the scribe that signed in it. Now the problem is, the Azli Hanach Mishim Kisuba de Sefer, but we have to be concerned that maybe, since people do write such gittin, which when it's telling these two people that you sign and have the scribe write, that maybe Mishim Kisuba de Sefer, maybe because of an embarrassment of the scribe, Umechas Milei Le Sefer, Bahadichad Menayu, and they'll have the scribe sign with one of them, and the husband didn't say to do that. So obviously, the Gemara is concluding that you don't say Omer Amru to be kosher according to Rabbi Yossi. Because if you did, and since such a case of when he's telling those people themselves to sign, but to have the scribe write, that initially you could do, and that's a case of Omer Amru, if that's valid according to Rabbi Yossi, which you're saying Shmuel Paskin's like, then you're really back to the original question. That isn't most of the shchicha. It is common, because that's a case where we said initially you could do. And if that's the case, then if Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, then what was he saying that I'm not sure about this halacha? What I mean, it's pretty obvious. Rabbi Yossi can never hold Oymu Amru, because if you do, then you're going to run into the problem of this type of situation when it's a valid Oymu Amru, according to if you hold Oymu Amru, and then that's a problem, because then we have to be concerned, and then Rabbi Yossi would not have said in that Mishnah Pezayin of Beis that it's going to be kosher. So Amri, they said, no, Hanami kosher v'leisasu, it's not true. This case, even when you're telling these two people that not only should they tell the scribe to write, but they themselves should sign, unlike the previous case, which was they should tell two other people to sign, which we'll learn on the coming Amid, what would be the difference there. Actually, the Gemara answers that even that case is only valid after the fact, but initially the rabbis say they shouldn't even do that, and since, therefore it's, again, it's a mitzvah l'shchicha, and therefore it goes up a rabbanan. Now the Gemara asks, well, hani chalamanda Amid, that only works according to the opinion, which again is a machlekes later on in this sugya, that kasher b'leisasa, that yes, such a case is valid, even when he's telling themselves to write, but you shouldn't initially do it. But according to the opinion that will set on later on this Amid, that says it's valid and you could even do it initially, what could you say? How could Rabbi Yossi have said in that Mishnah that it's permitted for the scribe to sign, and that's why it's a valid get, because you have the signature of the scribe with that other witness? It shouldn't be, because you have to run into the problem then of a case when you're going to have Oymu Amru, and it might be actually an error because they're going to tell him because they're embarrassed to sign it when he didn't tell them to sign. So how could you ever trust the signing of a scribe when there might have been an invalid or authorization for him to sign? So El Rav, the Gemara concludes that you're right. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi Tarti Amar. Rabbi Yossi definitely holds there's two cases that are invalid. Whether, like the case of our Mishnah, when he tells the three people to give it, which we said in our Mishnah he holds, even Bezna Gadol, it's going to be possible. Or whether even if he says to those people that Imru Leplaini B'Yichtavu, he tells people, Amru Imru, that type of case, when he tells them to tell other people and tell all those other people to sign, which that's what we learned from that Mishnah Pei Zayin, both those cases are going to be possible. Now, as Rashi points out, the Amiram that argue later on this Amid regarding a case of Imru Imru, when you tell other people, when you're telling these two people to tell other people to write and other people to sign, if initially you could do that, or when even themselves to sign, if they could do it initially or not, their whole machlik is only going according to Reb Meir, who again in our Mishnah, he obviously learns that mili are mimser and l'shliach, and that's why when you tell three people to new, they could delegate and have other people write. But you're right, the Gemara is concluding, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be totally invalid. The whole discussion doesn't start, because there's never a case of Imru Imru. You can never give over words. Even the husband says to give over the words, not going to be valid. And that's why the Mishnah Pei Zayin says that the signing of the scribe is going to be valid, because the only way the scribe could have signed is he heard from the husband straight. And therefore that whole situation of maybe the agents being concerned for his covet and telling him a lie and having him sign him and didn't, doesn't start, because it has to come straight from the husband. So therefore, the conclusion of the Gemara is, based on this halacha of Rav Chisda, that the Mishnah said that the signing of the witness, the signing of the scribe with the witness is going to be kosher, is Rabbi Yossi again, because there's no concern at all that a shliach had told him without the husband, because it always has to be the husband. But that's Rabbi Yossi. Ushmuel, b'Shmuel that originally said, as we start off the Gemara, adab etzarach talmud, but we still have to analyze regarding the case that the yeshiva of Rav was asking him, if when it says that he tells him to write, does he mean the writing of their signatures, or does it mean writing of the get? Meaning, but if let's say he means the writing of the signatures, it's like, but regarding the writing of the get, it's like he tells them that you could tell other people to write in there, but it's going to be kosher, because Shmuel is savula kavase b'chada. This that we had mentioned before, what I mean, we were asking, how could Shmuel say this? He holds a Rabbi Yossi. He holds a Rabbi Yossi in regards to the halacha of our Mishnah, where when he didn't say Imru, when the husband didn't tell people to tell other people, where regarding Mili Lo Mimstrin L'Shlich, that he agrees to Rabbi Yossi. When a husband told to two people to do something, those words cannot be given over. But Shmuel does disagree with Rabbi Yossi regarding the halacha, like we proved from what Rabbi Yossi holds in the Mishnah Pei Zayin, when it's a case of Imru Imru, where when he says to say to other people, there, that Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. And that's why he had the question in the case that the yeshiva of Rav had asked him, where if you entertain to say, that he tells him, how do you interpret the halacha of our Mishnah? When he says that they should write, what does the writing mean? Does it mean ksav yodin, to write their own signatures, which the inference is that But regarding the writing the text, I have no problem if you tell other people, which that's essentially a case of Imru, that you could, I'm telling you to tell, that that's where Shmuel held that that is valid. You could tell other people to tell, and therefore that's why it would be a valid case in that case when they had the scribe write it, because if it means Ksav Yadon, then it's valid. Or what Shmuel was in doubt about was Ksuv Amin to writing the text itself, and therefore when they had the scribe write it, that's why it wasn't valid.